Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And it is quarter after two, and I am flying back to corn country. And it's raining. And it's kind of warm, but it's raining. And lately, the last 24 hours, my mood, my emotions have been just, I don't know. I feel like I've slipped back to a person that I was 20 years ago, especially when it comes to my relationships, because I never really shared personally or personal the downside of myself. I try not to. And I don't share a lot when it comes to my married life. And the last 48 hours has just been where I don't necessarily want to pack a suitcase and leave, but I want to pack a suitcase or an overnight bag and stay. Just like I can't breathe, or and just, you know, little things are coming back, and the shaky parts of the foundation that we built our life on, the parts that we don't like about each other, is what's being affected. It's the fact that I'm not responsible. I don't like to be responsible for myself. I've never been responsible for myself. It's one of my issues. I'm irresponsible and I'm impulsive, and I don't look to the future, because if you were to ask me, what do you see in the future? I see black. Oh my gosh. And I remember I said that to a counselor once, and they're like, are you thinking suicidal thoughts? No, I just don't see anything in the future. Well, where do you see yourself in 5 years? I don't. I just don't. I have what's called black and white thinking. It's either yes or it's no. It's either black or it's white. It's a hard gray area cell for me. But the whole thing of the future, I never really prepared. Or, you know, people sock away and bury their funds and IRAs and Roth accounts, and I don't do any of that. I've never had to be responsible for myself. I did it for maybe 9 months when I was adult. And I did it very well. I managed very well. I don't know how much I could have kept it up. But I guess that's why my partner in crime and I get along so well, is because he's the same way. But I look at his life and I go, fuck, man, you don't have a damn thing. And you're all alone. He's always got to have somebody with him, you know, so he can sleep at night, blah, blah, blah. But the whole thing of financial responsibility has always been an issue for me. And my beloved's just like, you spend all your money. And I had money saved up. And then I was like, what if I die tomorrow? I won't have it. It'll just sit there. The bank will eat it. Or it'll be gone. Or somebody will get it. I don't want him to get it. And I'm going to spend it. So that's just the way I view things. And it drives him insane. You know, he doesn't want to work at the job that he's been doing for 40 years. And I said, you can't quit now. You know, he wanted to retire quickly, earlier. And I'm like, it doesn't make any sense, because you still don't get your retirement. You still won't get. But yet it's my fault. It's because I didn't want to strive for a better life. And I didn't want to invest in properties. And we did. We did invest in properties. And it was tooth and nail. You know, scraping by. Sure, the rent was extra income, but you know, getting renters in there and having to pay for background checks and, you know, fixing, and he fails to remember that he gave me such a hard time when I say, hey, so and so called that the sink is broken and it's leaking, and he'd just get all pissed off because We didn't have the money to hire a plumber. It was him because he was a jack of all. I can do this. I know you can do it, but why do you... Well, you shouldn't have to, kind of thing. And, well, we don't have the money to do it. And, you know, you... And then all of a sudden it was you didn't want anything. You didn't want to be better. And I'm like, you know what? I'm tired of having that crap thrown up in my face. Because... And then I brought up an incident where he would have... Somebody brought stuff and threw up in his face. And he's like, you know what? I'm done. And he packed his bags and he left. And he goes, are you there? And I said, well, you know, I really... No, but it just gets tiring. And I'm sure you can understand. And he says, yes, I can. And sometimes when I'm angry, I didn't, and I haven't in a very long time, said things that are mean and hurtful. You know, like a cat that's backed into a corner and they come out hissing and clawing. I stopped doing that years ago until last night when... He wanted a new modem and we got into it. I'm like, you know, when people say stuff or do stuff, because of the way interpretation, or because of my, I don't want to say illness, but illness, I interpret it differently than other people. And, being raised the way I was raised, I have some of that, you know. A perfect example would be if you tell me as an adult and I'm angry and my emotions are flaring and getting the best of me and you tell me, calm down, it's like throwing gasoline onto a fire. I just, for whatever reason, it just flips me out even more. And because I interpret it as you're telling me my feelings aren't valid, they're not important, so if you calm down, then, you know, there's no reason to get upset, and I'm like, but yes, there is a reason, and this is why, but it, by that time, it's just blown up, and he's done that once or twice, but he doesn't do that anymore. And I used to come out, you know, like I said, swinging, verbally assaulting. And I don't do it anymore. But it's like, just back off and just, you know, then I don't go for the kneecaps to disable somebody emotionally. I go for the jugular and stand over the person and emotionally, you know, watch all their emotions drain out. Because it's like you hurt me, you cut me to the quick, and I'm just going to annihilate you to the best of my ability. And I've been pretty proud of myself for not being that way for a long time. But lately, in the last 48 hours, I've been that ugly person that I don't want to be. Or that I changed. I tried. I worked very hard to change those patterns, those triggers. And then triggers, then all I can think of is, oh, I just want to go and, again, be irresponsible and just throw everything that I work for out the window with careless disregard for anything and everything, consequences. And But I am working very hard to change that pattern, that desire, that urge that pushes me along. And thanks for being annoyed with me, along with the annoying windshield wipers, because that's what I meant. It's just annoying. But anyway, see, it's the little things that are just bugging me. And I don't know why. Maybe it's a full moon, and I just don't know it yet. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys. I sure do appreciate it. Laterness, peoples.